Hey guys, it's Monday. It's Day by Day Hacks. I'm here with my good friend Tim Nix, and Tim is helping us this month think about some different strategies, some different tools that we can use in our daily quiet time as we read the Bible. Okay, so what are we exactly trying to look for or accomplish in our Bible reading? So Tim, last week you taught us about the SOAP method. What do you have for us this week?
Well, this is called the light bulb.
The light bulb, all right.
The light bulb. And so you can imagine that there's a light bulb that's going to go off in our mind or in our heart.
Okay.
And so whatever we're reading, whatever passage or section or story that we're reading, there's some things that are going to – some questions we're going to ask ourselves once we finish reading the passage.
Okay.
One, has any light bulbs gone off in our mind? It's just one way of thinking about it that sets it in my mind ahead of time. There's something here that I need to notice.
Right.
And so it could be anything.
Yeah.
And it could be the same passage a year from now, and it could be something different.
Right.
Or we could be doing this with a group of people, and several people will have different light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a tool that's really good to use with a group in a discovery Bible study and discussion. And so the first part of it is the light bulb. And sometimes we'll take a piece of paper and just draw a little icon, light bulb icon, out to the left on the page. And after I read the passage, then I'll make a note of the things that jumped out to me, the illuminations, the light bulbs, just a short note with not just the scripture references, but the ideas that came to mind. And then along with that, below that, I'll write a question mark. Were there any questions?
Okay.
Any questions arise based on the passage?
Right.
And in a group, it would need to be emphasized that it's questions based on the passage. So, because you can go a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
But, you know, are there any things that, anything in the passage that I've never seen before that need to look at a little closer and find an answer to? And what we try to do with that is to find the answer to the question. Let the scriptures answer the question.
Right.
Maybe the passage itself will answer the question.
Somewhere in the context
Or in the context of where that passage is.
Right.
Or there may be some exploration of words, of other cross-references to help answer that question.
Yeah.
And then we're also looking for in my mind some direction to follow from the passage. So I draw a little arrow next. And so is this passage giving me any commands or direction or correction that needs to be noted?
Right.
And so those are my arrows. That's my direction. So I make a note of that.
Yep.
And then after I process it, meditate on it, think about it, pray about it a little bit, then I'll write an I will statement.
Mm.
So based on what I've just read and what I've studied and how the Spirit is helping me understand it, is I'll make an I will statement and try to find a way to obey and follow Jesus some way from this passage.
Yeah. So just three icons: light bulb, question mark, arrow, and then an I will statement.
Yeah.
Now, something that you mentioned with this, that you like to use this with groups. And so this is not just something that I can do by myself, but this is a good way to conduct just a small group Bible study, or if you're discipling someone, which we're going to talk about in some further episodes, but these strategies are good for that as well.
Absolutely.
In creating discussion and being able to help guide how a person is to use the Bible and think about the Bible.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, so there's your second tool in your tool belt for the month of January. How can I approach the Bible without just thinking, well, just let me get this over with, is this light bulb method, where what stands out, what questions do I have, and what do I need to do in light of that? All right, till next week on Day by Day Hacks.